Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Just Our Luck podcast. Once again, I am your host, Key, and we're back with another solo episode. I really hope you're not tired of hearing of my voice, because guess what? After this, we only have two more episodes left of the season. So, buckle in. Today, we're talking about hobbies. Do you have one? Do you know what one is? Do you have a life outside of work? Let's see. All right, so I really felt motivated to talk about hobbies because as I approach, 2 years of being in this workforce, as I've surpassed 2.5 years of, graduating college, and so have a lot of the people I've interviewed from this season and last season, it was really important that we talk about having a life outside of work. And I know that's a little hypocritical considering like every interview I've done is, talking about people of their process, if they're in school, not in school, working, whatever. However, you do need a life. When you close that laptop, when you come home from work, when you put the pencil down, you need to do something that makes you feel good, that you enjoy, that at least helps you, vibe with your regular day-to-day life. Don't really know how else to put that. But yeah, so once again, I took to my Instagram polls to kind of get a gist of everybody's vibe with hobbies. Do you have them? Do they exist? Let's see. So when I asked if how confident or happy people were in with their work-life balance, 57% of people said they're working on it, 19% of people said it was bad, and 23% of people said it was great. I'm really happy, just being, the mom of the group. We're all friends here, right? I'm really happy that at least 57% of us are working on our work-life balance, because it at least shows that it's not bad. And specifically for the bad option for my Instagram poll, I said horrendous. So that's really it's really good. I think it's exciting to know how people, are reassessing their lives. Maybe they're reflecting and saying, okay, I need more time away from the computer, etc. So I'm just really, that's really motivating, And if you're a part of the 19% of people who have a horrendous work-life balance, maybe we should just reach out to one another and try to figure out how the hell we can change that. So then when I asked specifically regarding hobbies, 80% of people said they have them, which I, chef's kiss, love. And I just want to say, this episode might be 5 minutes. Damn. I'm not surprised that people have hobbies. But those 20%, this episode's for you, let me just say. And then lastly, based off of, the hobbies question, 71% of people did say that they needed to find one. So here we are. Well, welcome to this episode. I'm so glad you put the earbuds in, because I have a few suggestions on hobbies. And not to say I am slightly the hobby queen. That's mostly just because I'm an Aquarius and I like to be different and unique and try a bunch of random different things. So in that time, I feel like I've gotten a really good consensus of what people like to do outside of work, what I like to do, things like that. So that's where a lot of this is coming from. So the first thing I want to say is, really, I'm just going to get all the athletic stuff out there. Join a sports league. My girlfriend, she's on a softball team. She loves it. They're looking for people for beach volleyball, wiffle ball. The teams are endless. I even heard of, the teams are endless. Basketball, soccer, they're out there. And especially they are based off of, where you live. Whether it be a metro area, maybe more of a suburbs, maybe it's more of a regional thing. But I personally am not on a sports league, and it will most likely remain that way, and that's totally fine. I was skipping out on the mile in high school, so the likelihood that I'm actually joining a sports league is slim to none. I'm just saying. And then kind of on the same note of that is a running group. This one's a little tricky. Once again, you are talking to somebody who does not do physical activities for fun, just for endorphins. But I do have some coworkers who are a part of like running groups. This gym chain I used to go to, rest in peace, Lifetime. They, you know, have like group running activities I've seen before. Honestly, even Peloton, like if you just sign up for the electronic pass and you know, all of the activities are at your beck and call, like there's a community on Peloton. I'm pretty sure there's a freaking Facebook group for Peloton runners. So like look into it, get into it. The options are out there. And now that I've gotten the physical activity stuff out of the way, we're moving on. So I'm next going to move on to the things that are like more computer facing, which is like a lot of the stuff I like to do. Unfortunately, it does not make sense for me. My work on a computer. I get migraines. My hobbies on a computer. Do I actually touch fresh oxygen? Not all the time, but you know what I do? I do take breaks from work. So a few things that are more computer facing but are super helpful. Writing. Top of 2021, I took a screenwriting class, which of course, you know, inspired me to become the next Quinta Brunson, Issa Rae. So shout out to that. But honestly, through my screenwriting class, I found a community on Twitter of people who are also screenwriters, and depending on where you live in the area, they do like writers meetups, which is really interesting, especially if you were never in like that internet friend Tumblr era, you know, where you make friends over the internet and then you want to meet them in person and hope they're not like a 60-year-old man. So I've never had that type of experience before. So like the first time I went to an in-person like writers group meetup, I was like, whoa, humans. So that was really cool, like really fulfilling, especially just like as this is a new burgeoning goal and like aspiration of mine, it was just really cool to like meet and hang out with like-minded people. Of course you don't have to write on the computer, but I do write on the computer. Listen, you could start a podcast too. It really is not that hard. You've heard the interview quality. Zoom is my literal worst enemy, but you know, you can start a podcast. I would personally recommend that it not be any more dating advice podcasts. Please, we have enough of those. Please don't do that. But super random niche things, you know, I always talk about with my friends, you know, I think it's also just like cool to talk about things that hopefully you do have knowledge of or are seeking the knowledge for, and kind of just like seeing who connects with that. So definitely would recommend that. And then on kind of like on that same note, it's like newsletters, you know, when you find more of a niche community or more of a niche interest, you can start like a freaking email chain or whatever with friends, like-minded people who are really just like into whatever that genre is. So yeah, those really cover it for like the on-screen hobbies. Of course, the others being like visual media, graphic design, stuff like that. I feel like, you know, that might bleed into somebody's job. So of course, always want to steer clear of like, where's the separation of work and personal work, but throwing that out there too. And then, my favorite, of course, crafts. Okay, I stay in a Michaels, let me tell you. I don't care if I'm making a t-shirt, a necklace, some earrings. I did try knitting once. My best friend's mom did try to teach me. Me and knitting needles, we do not go together. It's really unfortunate. So therefore, on that same note, crochet. I wish I had talent, but I don't have talent like that. But there's just so many like random knickknacks and things you can do at Michaels that can just like easily motivate you. Scrapbooking. Listen, these answers feel really obvious to me, but maybe it's clicking for someone. Maybe it's like, wow, I never thought that I could, you know, crochet. And here you are. And now you're about to do that. And then lastly, I did forget to mention this for more of the on-screen hobbies, but beats. Okay, this intro to this podcast you're listening to, fully made that on Apple GarageBand. So hashtag blessed. Thank you for that. But yeah, I mean, you don't have to turn your hobby into like another stream of income. I mean, obviously you can if you want to. Look at everybody on TikTok. Like, you can have a niche, have a lot of followers, and then tap into the creator fund. I don't know. Or you could just simply make videos on like pop culture, random niche. Do you know how many new things I learn on TikTok? Like, not even about pop culture or mainstream media things, like how history, who's excavating where over in Egypt. Like, there's so much, especially regarding the internet, there's so much vast land that, you know, we have in terms of knowledge and, you know, things we don't know. So tap into those spaces too. And then lastly, trying to come up with a few examples of, you know, touching grass, touching air, etc. Farming plants. I know plants really blew up in the pandemic, and I really hope that means your plants didn't die. Personally, I'm 2 for 3. My one plant, rest in peace, Lil Rue. She would not stay alive for me. I don't know what happened. However, my other two plants are blessed, thriving, growing tall. They might be taller than me one day. I really don't know. But planting helped me learn so much. Honestly, it's therapeutic as well. If you want to try a little bit of farming, you want to grow a cute little herb, a little tomato. My mom got some like hydroponic farm thing from Bed Bath & Beyond and is literally growing like thyme and basil in our house. Like, your hobbies can, you know, positively affect your eating habits as well. Get into it. And that's a great recommendation for Christmas. I'm just saying, throwing that out there. But yeah, and then I think it's also really cool to like have hobbies you strive to. For example, when I approach my 30s, and I do have a little ways to go with that, I definitely want to start learning how to play the bass, because I just think the instrument is so cool and how it sounds. Music is so iconic and just like so sexy. So of course I want to learn how to play that. But I'm fully aware that is not a hobby I'm ready for right now because of the 3,000 other things that's going on in my brain. So having like a hobby I want to learn for in the future is really motivating and really exciting. So I hope that was helpful. I really hope I kind of like gave you some new insight into like a hobby you can do. Hopefully I motivated you to like think of something new. Of course, I didn't go for the usual hobbies like read a book. I'm really learning that people, you know, don't like reading. Personally, obviously, I can't relate. I love a good book. I just finished The Hunger Games prequel by Suzanne Collins, and that took up a good week of my life, you know? So me, and on that note as well, the way I'm looking at my Nintendo Switch lately, like, I need to get back into that. There's so many things that we can do, especially if you have, you know, access or the opportunity, but there's also free resources out there as well. The way I used to freaking go on YouTube and watch like people solve the islands on Pop Tropica or something, like, just because you don't have it doesn't mean you can't enjoy watching somebody else do it, which is so random. So the randomness means it is time to end this episode, but I really hope that was helpful. I really hope you took a hobby out of this. Maybe this inspired you to get back into your hobbies. I know that adjustment period from starting work or a new job can be like really aggressive. Shit, even school. So it's really important to take the time to do stuff that makes you happy, even if it's not productive. So, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. Once again, I'm your host, Key. Give this podcast 5 stars. Spotify, Apple Podcasts. I know you can do it now. Say something nice and sweet about me, because I would do the same for you. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.